to like just a casual conversation.
Casual. Good. Super casual.
I'm trying to work out how we'll lead it in.
Well, where are we?
Oh, it's obvious that we're here at PAX Australia 2019, recording at the AT booth for the third year running. The best in audio-based equipment. I am one of your extremely humble co-hosts today on this episode of the 8-Bit Cast. I'm Brendan White. You can find me just about everywhere at Brendan8Bits. And joining me from my right, going around the circle here, my much better half, Rachel Kenwood. You can find her at Card Plays. Superstar streamer and budding Lego master. You heard him rudely interject there before the introductions. Benny McJanet, find him at the Spawny 13.
Thank you.
And around to his right, acclaimed author, podcast maestro, and just all-around good guy, Jono Peck. Find him at Jono himself.
Thank you.
And rounding out this group, Salim Abraham. Find him at Salim TD or the CDS bars in Melbourne.
Well, there's nothing. There's no titles, no awards. Award-winning Tekken player.
King of Iron Fist.
Superman Sam.
Third of the Hungry Gamers.
Yeah, one third of the Hungry Gamers.
Voted most handsome 3 years running in 8-Bit.
Shay.
Thank you.
Shay. So we're here.
I see the power eyebrows.
Thought we'd do something a little bit different on this episode, and we're going to talk secret shames. So obviously these are things, secret shames, guilty pleasures, these are things that we ourselves might not find shameful, but
I love this.
People in the greater masses would be like, what are you into that for, or what are you watching that for, or doing this? So Dreamo, I guess, handsome man of PAX, maybe you lead this off?
Well, really throwing me right into it. Can I add, I think what would be fun is, whoever can overshare the most here wins. Let's make it a bit of a contest. So we'll go in rounds. Maybe let's go in rounds here.
Like we that. Win.
All right.
Okay. We sort of start. We start safe and just escalate.
Okay. All right. So I'll start. Look, I'll start moderately safe. I might be at the moment impartial to farting in public, in places where you probably shouldn't.
So I found myself away with it?
And yeah. this might be a sign that I'm growing older and aging over time and leaning into my real old self here, but I find myself farting in places like the train, in busy streets, places where it's probably not socially acceptable, but I've got my AT headphones on and I can't hear it. So if I can't hear it, they can't hear it. That's my mentality.
The noise cancelling ability in Audio Technica based headphones is second to none. So
that's
I
right.
Understand why you don't hear any of those sounds. So you're not even trying to sneak these out silently. You're just like, I don't care, crack a leg.
What happens is it happens first, and then the thought that I maybe shouldn't have done that happens second, whereas usually it's the other way around. So that's where I'm starting, Jono. Can you
I have a question
you?
For you?
Okay, all right.
So today,
I didn't know this was a Q&A.
So today you flew into Melbourne from Sydney.
Yep.
Did you drop any on the plane?
Oh, like two.
Two, yeah. Is there someone sitting next to you?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to admit, I've done that too.
You know what? There's so much turbulence.
There's so much different senses on a plane, like smells, pressure, like air pressure.
Yeah.
You can just get away with it.
I'm doing one right now, Jono.
Yeah. Damn it, I'm literally fighting right now. I've even got the leg bent.
I have another question for you, Sam.
Okay.
Are you a crop duster?
Am I a crop duster?
Yes.
On purpose or by accident?
That's
the question. Well, it depends. It depends on who's behind me or who's in front of me. If Brendan's in front of me, I'll absolutely get in front of him.
Yeah. Do you do the ones?
Many bouts of pink eye because of the old Dreamo, just waggling his way through my personal space. But I love him.
Dono?
Yeah, I'm similar. Like if I think I can get
no,
away.
No, Come up with your own.
I am going to. I just want to add to reduce your shame by saying I'm similar. If I think I can get away with it, I will.
Good.
But yeah. So I had a quick chance to think about this. And I'm someone that's very much like no reality TV. Don't watch reality TV. I think it's trash. I think there's so many better ways to spend your time, better things to watch. But I do have a wife, and she does enjoy a few of these shows. And there's one that I actually have to admit I don't mind, and it's Project Runway.
Ooh.
Who's that?
That's right. Where, like, budding fashion models, right? They design the clothes for the runway?
They're the designers.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're working in textiles. They're in like high-paced environments. They get these challenges like, we're going to go into a pet shop. You got $20 or $50 and you have to build a dress or an outfit out of whatever you can buy in a pet shop. And then they're actually really creative and amazing what they come up with.
Give me all the schmackos. That's what I just
did. It's like a fire in your eye right now talking
about this.
I mean,
this gets you really excited, doesn't it?
What can I say? I'm going to defend it.
I do think less of you.
Well,
after having a novelist is no longer going to...
I mean, I'm winning. this thing so far?
I don't know. We'll leave that up. We'll leave that up to. We'll see what everyone else has to say first, and we'll talk about who's winning.
Entertaining. That's all I'm going to say. Entertainment, and it's not as trashy to me as the others. Like, they're not out to get each other so much. They seem like they bond with each other, and they just get slammed by the judges. It's pretty entertaining.
What about you, Benny?
I've got a really
nail your shame.
I've got a really recent one for me. I was listening to a podcast interview with Will Friedle from Boy Meets World. So now my it's the kind of funny one, So, but now my YouTube feed is filled with Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World YouTube highlight clips.
Because is this your shame?
Yeah.
That's your shame?
I sit there watching Boy Meets World highlight clips when I get home from work or something like that. It's just simple entertainment.
I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like that's quite tame there, Benny.
Probably is pretty tame, but like...
Starting
I'm also a 36-year-old man watching fucking teen Disney... like teen drama from Disney Channel.
All right. So. Rachel, can you one up Boy Meets World, Girl Meets World?
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's pretty easy to beat, I'll admit.
One of my secret shames is
Aiding Brendan, I know.
I love a good pimple. I love popping pimples. And I love the ones that you can squeeze and they squirt all over the mirror.
Do you watch like Instagram videos of like one after the other?
Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Wow. She scares me. Like, I love that show, but I hate it at the same time. Like, I got to be in a very particular mood to handle an episode of that because some of the shit she squeezes out of body parts is just...
I can't deal with it. I'm just like, do not show me that. Did you get into those like lollies that were like designed to replicate the like,
sensation this, like those, of those yummy jellies?
Squeezing the crap out of them.
The camel balls, I think.
They weren't.
That doesn't sound like a lolly.
Camel balls.
That's a lolly.
Oh, really?
That's a lolly. Yeah.
Where have I been living?
They were called squirts or something.
Yeah, they were great.
Starburst squirts. Yep. They weren't meant to look like a pimple, but they did look like pimples.
Brendan, you raised this whole topic.
Okay, I'm going in lukewarm. I have a bit of a fandom and personal enjoyment to a nice little beauty routine that I'll jump in with Rach on sporadically, like get the nose strip out, get the what's the other stuff like?
Oh, so you're American Psycho.
Face mask.
We did the little cucumber eye things the other day, and then afterwards finished that up with a face mask. It was like a ginseng face mask.
Oh, it smelled so bad.
It really stunk. Like, it was not a good time.
You go with those like black face mask things, like whatever those mud masks are.
Blackface ain't allowed around here, mate.
Face masks, black face masks.
Okay. Charcoal mask.
Charcoal mask.
Thank you.
But I swear sometimes it just feels like super glue. They've just coloured.
Right.
Yeah, but really enjoy it, and I like peeling off the nose strip and seeing like the little blackheads that it's ripped out of your nose. Like, we sort of cross compare who's got the bigger pores and the bigger.
I love looking at those. It's like a little forest. You turn it up and have a look, and you see all like the bits of hair and the little pimples, and you're like, yes,
sexy.
This is amazing.
So does it double up where you're actually looking to pop other people's pimples? Are you?
Sometimes I'll pop.
You get on the back.
Pimples, yeah.
I don't really get many on the back. Yeah. Occasionally, but no, she knows what she's doing there. She quick and painless, you know, maximum sort of penetration.
The fingernails.
Explosion. It's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
All right. So we've got our first round of shame out of the way. We've got Brendan's beauty routine. Rach, the Dr. Pimple Popper person. Betty, Boy Meets World. Girl Meets World. Jono loves Project One Way. Runway.
Hey, I didn't say I love it.
One Jono Way. Loves Project One Way.
Project One
Way. And I fight in public. So who do we think is kind of winning this at the moment? If I have to think about it, I think the pimple popper thing is, I think it's gross, but I actually don't think it's shameful. I love that too.
I think it's pretty regular. I think yours is regular too, Sam.
Like the farting. Yeah,
I agree.
Although I'm the opposite. I hold my farts in when I used to work. Right, and I'd get into my car and I'd just let it out in one massive fart and I'd be like, oh my God.
It's nothing better.
I love the farting where you're in the shops or something and you fart in one aisle and then you quickly run around to the next aisle so no one knows it was you and you just sit there sniggering to yourself.
At home these days, our bedroom of a nighttime, it's like mustard gas.
Like, oh my God.
Winnie the French Bulldog just popping them all the time and you hear his little ones, it's like... Pow, 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 and then Rach is dropping a few and I'm dropping a few and it's like... The rings combining for Captain Planet, but what was the bizarro, like, evil Captain Planet.
Yeah.
I know Duke Nukem was in it as well. Maybe it's more so we combined to create this Duke Nukem fart cloud beast.
Captain Pollution.
Yeah, it
was. Yeah, there was like a bizarro Captain Planet.
Yeah. I've got to say, after hearing everyone's, I think less of Jono more than anyone. After
Project One.
Because I have a significant disdain for reality TV.
That's the thing. If you give the show a chance, you might find yourself in the same
position.
I
don't know that I want to be part of your team, mate. Sorry. Yeah.
You never know if you don't go.
Did anyone beat Jono?
I think we're just going to try and raise the bar, like go around the circle.
Maybe let's go reverse order this time, Brendan.
Oh, I haven't really prepared anything.
Oh, wow.
You've had the longest time to think of another one.
No, I've been judging. I haven't been thinking.
Yeah. Silently judging and beginning a list of everything you hate about us. Yeah.
Secret shame. Not really a shame, but it's more so gross, but I'm a big sucker for sticking my finger into various spreads, ripping a bit out and straighten the gob, and then just putting the spreads back in the cupboards.
All right, that's not on.
That's unhygienic.
I don't find just shame in that, but it's like kind of shameful if it's like peanut butter and I'm like getting in there and just...
I'm ashamed for you.
Do you wash your hands at least? Because you got a dog, like you've had two dogs, and it's like if there's hair everywhere. And
the level of hygiene is usually pretty good.
I don't know, man.
I don't specifically go to the basin, wash my hands before I do the...
Rachel's shaking her head.
Spread dive.
Rachel says otherwise, mate.
Do you take issue with this practice?
There's been some times where we've shared snacks, and I've watched his hands because one hand, he'll be patting the dog.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping an eye on his hands going, ooh, because he'll touch the snacks with the same hand, and I'll be like, no!
All of a sudden, there's a bit of a whinny with every bite.
Yeah. It's just smart, because then it means she won't eat the snacks, and they're all my snacks.
I'm starting to see how you can eat them.
It's a good move, that one.
It's food practices like this, which makes it no surprise that you two had food poisoning not so long ago. I think that mystery is solved.
We know where it came from, Chester.
Rest in peace, brother. Okay. What about you, Missy?
I'm going to start my way up the top and work my way down. So I also pick my nose.
Okay.
Yep.
It's not something I like to do in front of other people, but if there's a big, hard, crusty one up there, there's nothing more satisfying than picking that out and feeling like you can breathe again.
I mean, I love brave to admit that.
I'm quite open. You can ask me anything.
Yeah. I was going to maybe jump in on that and say... I'm a big fan of the old pick.
Yeah.
Yep. A bit there of a was, mind.
There was one time when I was younger where I just finished having a cold, and you know how you get that a lot of phlegm in your throat?
Yeah.
And I kid you not, I coughed up a bit and I was pulling it out like a magic hanky.
Bloody
and
magician.
It was so long and I was like, oh my goodness. Shit. It was impressive and something I'll never forget.
How long was it?
At least 30 centimetres.
As long as your arm, mate. As long as your arm.
God damn.
Yeah.
Can I ask regarding booger picking and the people around the table that do pick the boogers?
In the car, stop the traffic lights.
You try and like, because, you know, sometimes you can pull them out and they're obviously 90% dry and then you might get like the wet tail on the back.
I'm gonna really up the ante
here.
I'm going to really up the ante here.
I used to eat them.
Oh,
no.
Used to.
When did you stop, though?
Not recently enough.
Did you stop for a reason? Like, did you go on a diet? And I was like, no booger diet.
You know when you... Yeah.
Keto diet.
Yeah. It came
too
out...
Too much gluten in it.
It's come out in several relationships that it is not on.
I mean,
I get single again and it's like, boogers for everyone.
If you're going to do it, you can't get caught doing it, man. Like, that's...
You find yourself complacent in relationships. You know, you don't poo in front of each other in week one, but, you know, 3 months, 6 months down the line, poo everywhere.
No, poo time is private time, my friend.
Poo time's private time? Yep.
I'm pooing right now.
Not with us anymore.
Better rip. I like that.
Dude, there's a stain on the white floor.
Yeah, that food poisoning that you mentioned earlier, Dreamo, like that was the mystery as far as bowel movements and toilet time is gone now. Like in bed, and we're sort of like punch carding in and out of the bathroom, like doing shifts. It was like
we hit a new level in our relationship. The one point where I just got out of the shower, I hadn't finished even drying myself properly. I had to jump straight on the toilet. I was pooing, and then I needed to spew. So I'm just dripping wet, covered in spew, trying to wipe my butt. Brennan's coming. He's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm just like,
"You know what? I held her hair back."
He did.
Oh, man.
What a gentleman. Oh, what a gentleman.
Whole new level.
She moved quick. Like, it was like the flash, like yeah. going from a seated to a standing position. It was mighty impressive. Agile.
Any. You can pass. You can pass.
I don't know how I could drop the bloody poo.
If you live a shame-free life, you can pass.
How can I get past the poo vomit story?
I think we upped the ante too early.
Yeah, we did. I mean,
I've got room to go. I've got room to go here, guys.
I was going to try and top Jono's Project Runway by saying I used to like Jersey Shore, but... I still like Jersey Shore. Also, the nose-picking thing, like, nothing better when you stopped at a red light as well.
Yeah.
Especially when you spend a lot of time in the car during the day for work, so yeah.
But do you ever look over to see if anyone's actually watching you?
I don't give two shits. I'm in my car, it's my private space, fuck off.
I respect that. Yeah. Jono.
Sure. I mentioned earlier off podcast how I have a bit of a lead belly. You know, I don't get sick from eating food that... You know, may have gone like a day past the use by, milk that's on like the day past use by. I'll still drink that if it smells okay. If I find food that looks okay, I'll still eat it.
And you do the sniff, like cold meats especially. You get you know the honey ham out, and it's like yesterday or the day before.
But I'm talking
you feel the slime, and then
I'm talking like even like side of the couch. Like if I find
it's so gross.
If I find a couple Skittles,
dry
reach. If I find a couple Skittles or a bit of popcorn, I'll be like. It's only been there for, like, today or, like, maybe yesterday.
I am losing so much respect for you today.
Oh, my goodness.
Skittles, come on.
You don't have one of those moments where it's like, when did I eat corn or something like that?
I get the Skittles because, obviously, they're, like...
It's got a barrier.
...to withstand...
Oh, it'll outlast all of us.
Yeah, but, like, a bit of popcorn goes stale, like, within hours.
I have to be honest, the popcorn, I did that recently and I was like, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
I think I learnt not to do that. But the Fair Skittles, cool. definitely. I actually, this might win it, but I actually found a Skittle on the street once.
Oh, my
God.
I was like,
no.
I was like,
I think that wins it.
I looked around and I was like,
win it.
There's no one around. It's got a hard shell. It's got an exoskeleton.
But where did it come from, Jono?
I really felt like a Skittle, so
wow.
How it went.
No, I think you're leading the charge right now. I feel awkward when I see like a $2 coin on the ground. Because if I go and pick it up, I'll feel super cheap. You know what I mean?
Think of the amount of Skittles you could buy with that $2 coin.
Oh, mate, don't talk to me. Talk to Skittle King over here.
Nah, you can make him follow the breadcrumbs all the way home.
Just used to be in my Twitter bio how much I love Skittles. So I think that's what
this
needs to be known.
So this one on the street, was this like Melbourne CBD type of thing?
It was like I was on my lunch break walking around and I just noticed it. And I was like...
What colour was it?
I think it was green.
Okay, because if it was red, I'd be like, you're a joker, mate.
It used to be yellow, then it was green.
And I just thought, this is probably the worst thing I've ever done, but I'm going to do it anyway, and I'm never going to tell anyone.
And here we are
telling millions.
Yeah.
Did it taste any different?
Oh, exactly. It's the thing. Like, I was like, no one stepped on it.
I'm going to keep...
It can't have been here for that long because someone else would have eaten it by now, surely. Yeah. Or kicked
it. They wouldn't have stepped on it. They would have eaten it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep digging here because I feel like there's so much more dirt on you, mate. I thought you were very squeaky clean, but all of a sudden you're coming out with eating floor food. Wait, floor candy.
Yeah, scratch beneath the surface and that's what's there. It's
floor
dirty
candy.
Skittles.
So I'm a big old thief, eh? I live with three other people in a share house arrangement. I don't think I've paid for toothpaste in like 9 months. Haven't paid for shampoo or soap in a long time. Occasionally I eat my housemate's eggs and if there's like a beer in the fridge for more than 3 days, it does not last more than 3 days. Yeah, we've lived together. You know what it's like.
I got a case of Bud Lights imported from America for my birthday a few years ago. Like, so they're my special treat beer. And I went away for a weekend or something, come back, case was gone. Old Dreamer's like, sorry, I just drank some of your beers, I'll top them up this week. And to this day, 6 years later or whatever.
I thought I could just go down the road and buy. I didn't know they imported Buds.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, they didn't taste any special, you know, they're just beer.
Even worse.
I think Jono's still in the lead.
He's clearly in the lead, just king of disgust right now.
I don't know what to...
I'm not ashamed. It's not a guilty pleasure.
It's, I don't know, I've got to have a think for a moment. I've got depth, but I don't know how depraved I want to...
Yeah, I'm,
We might have reached the limit of what we're willing to, like, admit.
I'm getting ahead of this.
Quickly.
I'm getting ahead of this, because I know my lady here could potentially throw me under the bus for this anyway. So I'm jumping out and owning it.
Getting ahead of the story.
It in front of it.
I like
it. What he says.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is, but I've always had a bit of a... What's the word? Like intrigue with smells?
Oh, God.
No. So like...
Where is this going?
And this stems... I don't know.
Why am I friends with you again?
Hold on, let's see where it goes.
And like it was...
It's not getting better.
Like as a kid, you know, foods, farts and things like that. Yeah, cool.
Oh, yeah.
All the day to day. Got my ears stretched, you know, in my early adulthood. I'd take the plugs out and I'd know they'd stink like death. But I'd smell these things and be like, okay, right, that's
smell.
How it is today.
Yeah.
It's my own smell.
Can we just pause right there? He used to also put them in the car air conditioning so everyone else would smell his earplugs.
People were annoying me in the car. Being assholes and whatever else, I'd pop a plug out, I'd stick it in the air vent, turn the aircon up really loud or really high, so it'd waft my ear scent throughout the vehicle.
I think Brendan's winning now, come on.
I kind of respect it, if I'm being honest. I think it's...
It's a power move.
I think it's genius. I think it is a power move.
It's a total power move.
Yeah.
But I'm taking another step into depravity here.
Here you go, double down.
Oh, God.
You know, when you get an itchy bum or whatever else, or like an area you're scratching a bit and it's a bit sweaty, and you know it's not going to be a good time if you embrace that scent. I'll willingly, like, you know, I'll have a little scratch or, you know, scratch my bum, and then I don't know what it is, but it's almost like a trigger where I routine's like, boom, okay. Oh, okay, that's not a good time. That smells, so...
I understand that.
Pick my ass.
I understand.
Scratch my sweats, and then I'll give it a smell just to see where it is on the rating.
Okuma.
So I actually caught him doing this a few times now, and I
turning into couples therapy.
It really is.
He would lay in bed, and I'd see his hand disappear, and then next minute it'll come up, and it'd be like touching his mustache, and I noticed him do that quite a few times, and I'm like, Brendan, are you smelling your butt?
Obviously, I deny it.
And he had to, you know, you had to admit it.
How many times did you deny it before you admitted it?
I think once or twice. I came pretty quickly.
Throw up that white flag early.
Yeah, that's a smart move.
So smelling of the stinky plugs, smelling my butthole.
Why are we doing this topic?
I don't know.
It's going to go down the drain after this.
Arstash.
So this is the end of our partnership with Audio Technica, clearly.
Greatest audio products in the game.
Yep.
For more, you can go to audiotechnica.com.au.
Thankfully, it doesn't offer smell options.
No.
Scented headphones.
It must be... Yeah, that's it. We did like that episode, I don't know if it was episode 2 or 3 of this podcast, and we talked about all those food kinks.
All the food stuff, yeah.
I want to know if Salim and Rach have any.
Food kinks?
Just like... Give me an example
of what you're asking about.
Like food things that you enjoy.
Flavor combinations that you think would just be weird, or like mixing really obscure types of foods together.
Things that other people...
Like a superfood.
Like, I'll give
things
you...
that other people think you are weird for eating your
I'll give you an example.
Ice cream with tomato sauce, but...
None of that.
I'll give you an example. Like my ex, she loved a peanut butter sandwich with Kewpie mayonnaise and pickles and tomato sauce.
Yeah, okay.
There is so many flavors going on there.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
I have nothing to contribute here because I don't eat anything weird, including Vegemite.
I love Vegemite.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a strike against you, though. So, I'll eat almost anything, but I don't go in for like weird things. I'm not too adventurous. I do, however, have a contribution here from a friend. Can I, as proxy, enter something in on behalf of my dear friend David?
Sure.
He loves peanut butter on bread with tuna. And something else, but that's that combination.
Oh, that makes me feel a bit sick.
Yeah,
like Sante.
Tea win. Oh, yeah.
Weird food kink, I think you might, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll let him know. I'll send him the trophy.
I think it's your chance to defend the things that Brendan shamed you for, Rach, on that episode. Do you remember?
What?
What you liked eating?
Doing butter with peanut butter.
Yeah.
But I was just on my soapbox because I'm anti-butter with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Look, it wasn't really a shame. It depends if it's on a piece of bread and if it's on toast.
Right.
I think it depends. Yeah. I think if it's toast, the toast is hot. The butter's gonna melt. You put the peanut butter on top.
The peanut butter melts too.
Oh, I just
and it tastes good. But I also don't mind butter on my bread too. It acts as lube. Lube for the peanut butter.
Lube for the food.
Butter is lube. Lube of the bread world.
Are we talking about sandwiches here or something else?
We're talking about butter here.
Yeah, well, these marketing people for years have gotten it wrong. Lube for your food.
Lube butter. For your food.
I can't believe it's not KY.
Yeah, love that.
All right, so Brendan's in the lead at the moment.
I think we've still got one in the back pocket, I reckon. I don't know. I'm trying to work out if it's worse or slightly better than the one I just shared. But it's kind of gross still.
You're going to go for like gold, silver, and bronze on this.
I don't have anything that's going to top that. That was my go-to to try and...
I've already been well and truly topped out. So, yeah.
In, so.
I don't know that you've got any... You got nothing left, Benny?
No, not really, man.
I look after myself. I'm a single gentleman. I don't have anyone doing my chores and my life admin for me, which means that naturally my laundry goes a long time without being done.
Jesus.
So sometimes things get desperate in the underwear situation, and I'm inclined to do the sniff test. On
fish
any
one out of the
and also they're all on the floor. They're all on the floor.
Yep.
So occasionally I'll just pick it up, do a sniff test, and look for the least rank.
Wait.
They're all on
the floor.
Do you have like a grading scale?
Oh yeah, like most potent to least potent. We all know what it smells like. You of course, Brendan, definitely know what it smells like.
I have intimate knowledge of.
Backtrack just a little, Salim. How many pairs of underwear would you own?
I have like 25 pairs.
And they're all on the floor.
Yeah.
It's because he's
you come home, you take him off.
Ever since I've met him, he doesn't like. He might own drawers, but he never utilizes the drawers or the shelf. It's just piles of clothes in the corner of rooms.
I don't have this time to fold and wash and clean.
I'm more offended by the like underwear 25 pairs on the floor than by the re-wearing of the underwear.
Oh, well, that's good. I'll take what I can get here. I'm just trying to win a contest, guys.
Does it ever get to the point, Sam, where you just freeball?
No. I have had to, for not having a clean pair of undies from the gym, freeballed in the office at work, done that. And that's surprisingly not bad, although I very quickly buy 3 more pairs of underwear. It's kind of why I have 25.
You'd rather buy new underwear than wash them.
It's not about rather, it's about convenience, Jono. I think you're missing the
You really need a woman or something in your life, don't you?
I need a I think
to
I need
to move back in with the parents or something.
Brendan, maybe Brendan can and Rach, maybe will you adopt me?
Hell no.
Really?
No.
Hey, you're over here with Scratch and Steve.
No, Archer's doing better with his underwear than you are probably.
Yes.
I'm already doing enough washing, it drives me crazy.
Well, I'll say do the washing. I'll do the washing. Just once every 2 months.
Ask Brendan how many times he's done the washing since we've been together.
Oh.
Wow.
Three times?
Yeah.
In 2 years?
Ow.
You should be ashamed
of yourself.
That's a shame.
A little, but like, I don't know. I feel I don't do it the right way, so I don't do it.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Nazi, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's things that you do. You each do things better, maybe.
I'm trying to think of things I can shame you for, Brendan.
I'm at the top of the mountain right now as far as self-reflecting on shame here.
Shame so. Wizard.
Like, I'll give you a bonus one if you want, if you're thinking you're flaunt, like chucking up the white flag because you can't beat my scratches.
Who's winning?
This Brendan? Is your victory lap, Brendan.
Yeah, this is you, mate.
Pretty much.
So, bonus point. I don't really do this anymore, but throughout most of my childhood and early adulthood, I never really cut my nails. I'd like chew them, pick them off and whatever else.
Yeah, sure, you're an animal.
And as a kid,
like...
I had a bin in my bedroom, obviously bin in the kitchen, whatever else, but I'd grab these nails and I'd just put them down the corner of my bed. Like, I'd, pick it off or rip it off and whatever and just drop it down the corner of the bed, out of sight, out of mind type of thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, years later, I moved out of home.
Oh, no.
My mum kept my bedroom as it was for a while, but then when they moved, she moved the bed out and there was Mount Vesuvius of my nails, like a pile, like, not even lying, probably like 5 inches high, like in a pretty steep peak of fingernails, toenails, and everything else in between that I was picking and chucking down the corner there. So my poor mother had to clean up all these nails.
That is shameful.
So that's a shame. I don't do that anymore. I still pick and chew my nails, but I'd throw them in the bin.
That's where they belong.
I don't wash my sheets after sex. How about that? Is that Does that
I do that as well. So, yeah.
I mean,
how long though?
A good while.
Okay, all right. Well,
this is an interesting
Where was this 5 minutes ago, Benny?
I think it was shameful.
Very this shameful. Is an interesting one because some people like literally wash their sheets like every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard
of this.
And I'm like,
yeah, weirdos.
No, like, psychopathic.
What is the normal time that you should be washing your bed sheets?
I had a week.
I saw a poll on this and it was like really split. Like some people were like, if you don't wash them like once a week, that is disgusting. And I'm like, maybe every 3 weeks.
I'm lucky
if I do mine once a month.
Yeah.
What a week, Rach? Every, say, 3 weeks?
Like 2-3 weeks. Yeah.
I feel like that's
gross.
Normal.
Gross.
Yeah. Is that the same with towels as well? What is your stance on towels?
That's a sniff test every couple of months.
Towels
as well.
A sniff test.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Usually a week, depends if you're showering every day or not. See, that might be another shame thing. I don't shower every day. You guys live in Queensland where it's hot.
Yeah.
I live in a place where I can like literally go a whole day without sweating because it's like.
I've got one for you. All right. Okay.
And sometimes I just don't need to. And I have a wife who will definitely tell me if I stink. She has a good sniffer, right?
She's been hanging out with me. I'm like, I'll show her the way to sniff.
Like she can like spot like a smell from a mile away. She's like a dog in that way.
Oh my god.
I don't think you need to have any sort of special scent power to know when you haven't showered for more than a day.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, she's not telling me that.
Jono's the sleepy here, mate. For all of your stuff, Jono's the sleepy.
I showered today because it's you know, we're at PAX, it's sweaty, you know. We're running around Melbourne.
What was the smell test there? Is it 50-50?
It's questionable.
Touch and go?
Is he like,
questionable.
Is he like underwear number 10 or is he more like underwear 21 today?
It's a sliding scale.
What's the rating on these things?
I don't know.
On what?
On these things. On these things. Yeah, okay, all right. So, Brendan, I've got one for you, mate. And this is something you fessed up to many moons ago when you were about 22 or 23.
Okay.
So do we all understand
how this is just dobbing people in.
Oh, now it's... Yeah, it's I'm Judas right now. So, do we all understand the notion of a slam rag?
No, please fill me in.
Yeah.
Brendan?
I understand what a slam rag is, yes.
Yeah. Enlighten us.
A slam rag is typically...
Something you use to clean up after yourself.
Something
instead
that
of tissues.
Wink, wink.
You pleasure yourself into, yeah.
Brendan.
So Brendan also used to have a clothing line, Emissary. Brendan once fessed up. He used to do 3-hour trips from Canberra to Sydney. And I don't know why, but the urge would hit.
You could stop him at
any moment.
Dare I keep going, Brendan? So Brendan once had a truck full of Emissary shirts, otherwise known as slam rags. Do I win now, or do you win? You win from this,
I don't know. Who wins this?
I think you win.
I don't think I win.
Man.
Oh,
we're getting
God.
Kicked off Patreon for this.
Did we get kicked off Patreon?
Nah.
You look very ashamed.
Worse stuff than
I think I've won because you look ashamed.
Yeah, so I was like 20 and driving from Canberra to Sydney, I had the urge to
long drive
to knock one out. So I did it while driving and
saw some heels.
Nowhere to put it, so I reached in the back, grabbed an Emissary shirt, and knocked it into that one.
See how the tone of his voice has changed? Shame, shame.
I am feeling a little shameful.
I have one more I would like to... I'd like to drag Brendan. I'd like to drag Brendan right now.
Sorry, Brendan. This is turned.
I don't know if it's a secret shame, but it's a really gross thing that he did.
Oh.
So we were at Target in the kids' toys section.
Bad setting already.
Kids' toys section, looking at toys.
Oh,
and there's
space.
One of those Harry Potter sorting hats. You know, the fabric ones, that talks. We're sitting on the shelf and... he did a bushman's blow and wiped the snot all over this Harry Potter hat.
I had nowhere to put it.
Some poor kid's
wearing that. Poor kid's gone, I'm going to buy this hat.
Some poor kid got sorted into Gryffindor in that hat.
Didn't you like put it in and slide it into your jeans pocket or something?
I was on
wipe
the back
it on
end.
Your socks, man.
I was on the back end of a flu, so it was like handfuls. Like it wasn't a little bit I could put on my like the corner of my T-shirt. I was like... holding Niagara Falls in my hands here. And so I panicked. I'm like, as Rach said, we're in Target. I sort of looked at Rach. There's people around. I'm like, what the fuck do I do with this? And I saw the old sorting hat. So I just went, whew, and just rubbed it on there.
Sort this out.
Back and
you're out of control.
It sorted itself out. Yeah.
she was repulsed. She still is repulsed.
Oh.
I would have felt obligated to buy it after that. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it out there. In spite of all of this, I think Jono wins.
Project One Way.
You get up Skittles off
Dirty
the ground,
Skittle.
Mate. That's
thought you were talking about the project runway.
I'm gonna buy a pack of Skittles. See, let's put this to the test. I'll create a crumb trail.
If there's people around, it's a completely different thing.
Is it?
It is.
Is it really?
I only have to live with it. I can live with myself, you know.
We wrap this up.
Could, unless anyone's got anything else they want to throw in, something a little bit more lighter, even if it doesn't have to be sort of top-tier stomach-churning, but any other secret shames, guilty pleasures that they want to...
I can't top this shit.
It's just going to feel weak after what we've heard, I think.
Yeah, I think we've been so strong for so long with these. Anything we add to after this is just not really going to stack up. Yeah. Good on you, Brendan.
You've lived
taking one for the team, Brendan.
Yeah. Taking three or four.
Made me feel much better about my life.
I've gone 12 rounds with Ali over here. Like, I am swaying. It is tough. It is tough. But
we still look at you with respect somehow.
Nope.
I want to ask, how many of those were you aware of before recording, Rach?
All of them,
Slam rag.
Slam rag.
Yeah, I was about to.
Oh, there's so many more. Rachel, we're gonna have a few drinks later. Don't worry, I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, this was the very poor decision I made to make this an episode about secret shames and guilty pleasures, because it's just been pile on Brendan episode. But hey, if you think a little less of me now, I don't blame you. But it's been fun. Thank you, everyone. This is the first five-way podcast we've done on the 8-Bit Cast, or maybe just about ever. So it flowed surprisingly well, considering the amount of voices and opinions and atrocities that we were all bringing to the table there.
And only made possible by the fine audio equipment of Audio Technica.
Yeah, these BP40s, you know, they're sort of the apple of everyone's eye here on the show floor today. So, I'm not going to say stop on by the booth, because by the time this episode's out, it's going to be long gone. But stop on by the booth in 2020.
Yeah.
Or head to audiotechnica.com.au or audiotechnica.com for the United States-based listeners and pick yourself up a BP40 and some ATH-M50 headphones. The best in audio-based equipment. But yeah, this has been the 8-Bit Cast. Thanks, everyone, for stopping on by. Dream, Jono, Benny, my love. Thank you for coming on here and making me feel a little worse about myself.
Thank you for having us.
Not a problem.
It's been a true joy.
I'm going to go cry into an Emissary shirt now, and I'll see you on the other side. Until next time, much love.
Stay hungry.
Hungry.